KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the show today. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. And we've got everyone standing at attention here in the studio. We've got a great show for you guys today. I'm so excited. Rachel, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for finding that for us.
And of course.
I look forward to listening to it throughout the show. So anyway, again, I want to just say it's a beautiful day today, and I'm so excited about our show. Today, we are honoring the Marine Corps birthday. We are honoring veterans all over. We are honoring Veterans Day. And we are going to talk about, you know, this is the Positively Healthy Show, so we are going to talk about a lot of important things today with regard to health and transitioning, post-traumatic stress disorder, and all sorts of things. And we've got some lovely, lovely gentlemen in the studio today. I want to introduce Chaplain Wessling, also known as Father Wes. Can you say hello to us, Father?
Good morning. Nice to be here. And happy birthday, Bernie.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Okay, and then we've got Bill Phelan in the studio today as well.
And good morning, Doctor. Thank you very much for having us. We're looking forward to a great day.
Yes, and both Marines, right, gentlemen?
I was a chaplain of Marines. I was a Navy chaplain that I served proudly with the Marine Corps.
Oh, all right. Well, and Bill?
Marine Corps.
Oh, definitely. Okay, so today we're going to talk about so many things. I want to first start off with the Marine Corps ball that's coming up, Bill. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We'll be celebrating 237 glorious years of service and pride in the United States Marine Corps. And we are especially blessed this year due to my good friend here, Father Les Wessling. We have as a guest speaker a genuine American hero who spent 5 1/2 years in the Hanoi Hilton after having been shot down over Hanoi. And he is a personal friend of Father Wes's. He has a testimony that it will just be a gift to the citizens of this county. And I hope everyone has made arrangements because we are rapidly filling up our capacity at the casino. But his name is retired Captain Dave Carey. He was a prisoner of war for 5 1/2 years, and he has a message that will just resonate with the people.
Oh, most definitely, and I'm really excited to hear more about that. Father, did you have something to say?
I went down to Texas and invited him to come up, and he said sure he'd come. So he right now makes his living as a motivational speaker, although when he left Vietnam for the last time, he was, after a period of time, he became commanding officer of 3 different aviation groups, including being director of the Navy's training section for the whole Navy and for the Navy aviation. So he's well experienced and retired as captain.
And what a gift for our community, right? I mean,
well, that's why I wanted to bring him here, because it's a gift to the area of Reading. And although this is unusual, the birthday ball, which is a gift, actually, the way we do it here in Reading, is a gift to all of the services, and they all come in the various uniforms. But it's the first time that we've opened this to the public, and so the public has been invited for all of this and to witness the disciplined traditions of the Marine Corps. And so, as Bill said, the place is filling up, and if people are going to come, and you'll tell them how to work it out, they have to put it in the mail today or tomorrow, because they don't want to be turned away at the gate. And we're not accepting reservations at the door. We just can't do it.
All right, Father. Well, we are going to give more details about the Marine Corps, the 237th Marine Corps birthday ball here in Redding, California, and we need to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm a little tongue-tied today because I've got some real genuine heroes in the studio today, and I'm just so excited because we are talking about the Marine Corps birthday, we're talking about the local Marine Corps ball, and we're going to be talking story here, folks. There is a lot going on what I hear is no matter what day of the week, November 10th, everywhere, all over the world.
Happy birthday.
It is the Marine Corps birthday.
Every embassy.
Every embassy. And this year, the Marine Corps birthday is at the Wind River Casino. We have a wonderful guest speaker, Captain Dave Carey, which is a amazing gift to our community. That this motivational speaker is going to be speaking. The tickets are $35, and the dress code is, you know, either uniforms or semi-formal. If you want to come in dress, that's fine. I know some of you out there may be worried that you don't fit into your dress anymore, but go ahead and try them out, and and let's see if we can get you in those. You're going to be contacting Mike Gutierrez, and the number there is 530-365-1194. Now, there are only a few tickets left, folks, so if you are eager and there's a lot of entertainment, there's tradition and rituals. We're going to let Bill get into that, and it's really exciting because that's a special day for not only the Marines but all of the military to come together and honor each other and celebrate. So, Bill, what kind of entertainment do we've got going on?
Well, to start with, like you said, it is primarily the Marine Corps birthday, but we honor all branches of the military. In fact, Father West was Coast Guard before he went in the Navy, so each branch of the military gives their own toast, and Father West usually gives a toast to the Coast Guard. We have Army, Air Force, who also they get to toast their branches of service. I'd like to say that it is, in fact, a complete birthday ball. We are blessed to have the Straight Ahead Big Band performing after our dinner, and everybody knows how professional and fantastic they are. So there will be dinner and dancing, and so that makes it a special occasion. And I would like to also bring attention to a man named, who, is it Ted Lighty, I think his name is. He is a concealed carry person. We are raffling off a 9mm pistol and a 45 caliber pistol, and Ted has given, has classes on concealed carry. He has given free certificates for a concealed weapons class to the two winners of our pistols, and we think that is a very, very generous thing for him to do, and we're much appreciative.
That is a very generous gift. I'm jealous. I wish I could have got in on some of those raffle tickets, but also we do have a special singer that's going to be doing the national anthem.
Yeah, Linda, God Lover, is going to sing the national anthem, and she will be before the straight ahead band won't show up until after dinner for the dancing, but Linda will perform the national anthem before at the start of our ceremonies. We'll also, by the way, everybody knows we'll have the Jefferson Pipers, and when they play the Marines hymn and Amazing Grace, you can't be human and not get weak-kneed.
Little teary-eyed there. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I was in the green room with these guys hearing some stories, and I was already melting a little bit in the eyes. I don't know. Maybe it was just allergies. I don't know.
And our bugler is going to be coming. She has just gotten out of the Marine Corps. She's on her way from San Diego, and she'll be our bugler this year. We had somebody signed up, and he's not able to come, so she, represented by the veterans in Red Bluff, said, "We'll do it."
Oh, wonderful.
So she is coming to do it.
And, you know, I don't know if we got her name, but Miss Lady Bugler, on your way from San Diego, please drive safe. We can't wait to hear your wonderful bugle sounds. And let's talk a little bit about, I want to get, you know, into the importance of the guest speaker of the show. Oh, pardon me, not the show, but the Marine Corps
yeah,
ball.
Yeah.
So, retired Navy captain, aviator, and former prisoner of war in Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years, Captain Dave Carey. Now, Father, do you want to just talk about the importance of him coming as a motivational speaker?
Well, I've known him for a while. I was his pastor for a while, and actually married him when he returned from the war. He flew off the USS Oriskany, and he is a lieutenant junior grade, and was shot down on one of his expeditions. Was tortured considerably from the time that his plane guard saw him in a rice field until 3 years later. We didn't know whether he was alive or dead. His family kept the faith in Pennsylvania, and his fiance kept the faith in Alameda, and I was one of the chaplains that was doing the hand-holding during that period. Finally, we heard that he was alive, and it was a great thing, but he did not come back to us until the liberation at 5.5 years. He's coming to tell us, actually, what the POWs learned in captivity that is applicable to family life and to business. And it's applicable to the audience that is coming. His book entitled The Ways We Choose will be here, and I'll have it therefore available for people who want to pick it up and remember him through that. But The Ways We Choose has to have to do with the lessons learned by those who were in captivity and tortured in Vietnam. He makes the connection very well. And I've heard him before as a motivational speaker, and he will have the audience rolling in laughter and minutes later in tears.
Oh, okay. So the reality is there is a lot that happens when our soldiers are deployed. We're going to talk more about that, but we do have to go to break. And this is an exciting show. Please come back. We have some great stories. This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, we are here with some amazing guests. Father Wesley, I want to say doctor and father and chaplain.
I have one of those.
You've got it all, right? Yeah. And Bill Filan. And the former Marine Bill and Navy with Father Wesley and chaplain to everybody in the military. We've got a great show. Come on, we're honoring the Marines. We're honoring veterans all over. And this is a great show, and we're talking story right now. We're talking about the Marine Corps birthday. And, you know, we've got several Marines in the community, and we just want to go ahead and give a shout-out to, you know, actually, I think you just heard a commercial. Dr. Farrell, as well as Bill, the MC, want to go ahead and mention?
You bet. Our MC this year, in fact, every year, last year as well, is Dr. Ray John, who is the director of Haven Humane Society and former principal of Bishop Quinn High School. I always tell the good doctor that he's the only Marine sergeant I know with a Ph.D., but he was, in fact, a mortar section leader in Vietnam, and he served his tour in Vietnam and later on got his doctorate in education.
So also we have to mention other local celebrities, Colonel Carl Bott, of course.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Okay, so let's continue. Now, we're getting a little bit serious here, but I just really want to make sure that, you know, remember this is a positively healthy show, and by all means, what we've heard today is harsh reality of war and the transition back into, you know, coming back and reuniting with families into civilian life. And Father Wes, you know, thank you so much for bringing Captain Dave Carey. He is the epitome of turning things around and showing positivity in his life and teaching it to others.
And turning to the title of good health, there are many aspects of that that are important to returning home. The experiences of combat, I tell everybody, anyone who has been in combat has PTSD. Mm-hmm. But the cutting point is how to manage it. When things are in the unconscious mind, they control us. But when we get them out and talk about them and get them in our conscious mind, we can control them. And that makes us functional human beings. So this is a program about health, And there are means of good health in past experiences as we remember them. There's so much said about dysfunctional veterans that come back and they're homeless and poor and into crime and one thing and another. But 95%, 98%, 99% of the veterans who have come back from past wars come back to improve the world and improve our country. And they do that by maintaining themselves, by getting educated, by doing things that contribute to the country. And we need to celebrate these people who are the positive ones, because the greasy wheel always gets the oil, but these are the people who overcome friction and make things happen because they know who they are, and they know that there are things overseas they don't want to go back to. Likewise, since 9/11, the public has become suddenly very patriotic, and they've been able to separate a war that they may not like from the people who they send to fight it. So,
I hope so, sir, Father. I hope that is the case, and I continue hopefully shows like this, and you know, having themes that go on beyond the Marine Corps birthday, and throughout the year we can celebrate the veterans coming back, and you know, this is not something post-traumatic stress disorder. It doesn't, you know, it affects the whole circle of people around them. You know, the families. The possible jobs, the finances, you know, everything in their life. And so I think, yeah.
And we have a large contingent right now from Reading, from our armory, from Shasta County, who are deployed and who are in the bad place right now trying to make this world better. So they'll be coming home soon, and we need to be ready for them. There's a program going on the 17th of November, well, Christmas for the Troops, and that needs our attention and support.
And what is that called, sir?
Christmas for the Troops.
Oh, okay, and
it's on the internet, I suppose, but they're meeting at the Civic Auditorium to prepare gifts for the Troops.
Okay, and Christmas for the Troops. Rachel's going to go ahead and put that on Facebook now.
It's already on. Oh, Charlie okay. Thompson is great, and she has a page, I believe, for Christmas for the Troops in Reading, so you can go and find that on Facebook and become a part of it, too.
Yay. Okay. So, go ahead, Bill.
If I could interject, the local National Guardsmen that are deployed in Afghanistan as of right now, I'm Vice Commander of the Military of the Purple Heart chapter here in Reading. And Our Lady's Auxiliary just collected a huge, they asked for leather gloves. I think they're engineers. They asked for hard candy, for cheeses. Our Lady's got about 10 boxes and sent them specifically to the citizens of Shasta, of Northern California, who are there in our behalf, and we wish them Godspeed and a safe return. But we did, in fact, send them a nice care package.
Oh, wonderful. And, you know, we can do that more. We can do this more. And, you know, if we get the word out about things that are already existing, like the Ladies Auxiliary, you know, and add to that. But, you know, if you're out there and if you're wondering, what can I do? What can I do for the troops? How can I help? Start your own care package. You can send to anybody that you want. And what are some of the things, Bill? I know we've got a minute left for this next segment, but what are some of the things that they're asking for, and what can we put in our personal care packages? I know that some of the ladies, some of my friends from CrossFit have a friend in Afghanistan, and they put together care packages with, like, protein powder because, you know, sometimes they go out into the field and they're not out of camp and they don't have a lot of good food out in the field. So having some even protein powder has been really nice, and protein bars. What are they asking for, Bill?
Well, what do you call the suntan stuff?
Okay, sunscreen.
Sunscreen, leather gloves.
30 seconds.
You know, there's a lady, I'm trying to remember her name. She's the coordinator for the National Guard. She's been to our meetings several times.
Okay, so we will get her name.
Yeah, and she could give you a definitive list of what is needed.
Let's go ahead and do that, and we'll look her up, and I'll either put that on my website for you later. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460 kicks off 2013 with a new lineup that includes new faces and familiar friends. Following Free Fire Radio, Mike Huckabee from 9 to 12 noon. Laura Ingram makes her triumphant return from 12 to 3, followed by Dennis Miller to round out your afternoon. It all starts January 2nd right here on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year.
A very happy New Year.
Too tired or busy to cook at home? Or go out to eat, we can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
2012 was certainly a year to remember, even without talking politics. We saw a tragic shooting in a movie theater in Colorado, Superstorm Sandy devastating huge sections of the Northeast, and an attack at a U.S. consulate in Libya. We'll touch on them all, and then some. Join Fox News Radio's worldwide team of reporters for 2012, a year to remember.
Be listening this New Year's Day, Tuesday morning at 8, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. I am a chiropractor, if you didn't know that. And today, I am a chiropractor and daughter of a Marine. And just want to give a shout-out to my dad. Happy birthday. And I know it's a little bit early, but, along with my dad, we have a few BAs here sitting in the studio. And not only can they probably still kick butt, but I know, Dad, you can still fit in your uniform, your dress, blues. So I think that's awesome. Anyway, we want to talk. Oh, there's so many things. Let's just keep going here. We do have a guest caller calling in just a few minutes, Dr. Patrick Porter, who has worked at the California Palo Alto Veterans Hospital helping military and veterans. And he's going to talk about so many things with regard to post-traumatic stress disorder and how he's been helping in his practice. Also, we've got want to bring up Toys for Tots, of course. You know, it's this time of year. Marine Corps Reserve is dropping the boxes off as Bill Phelan is dropping the boxes off as everywhere in business.
I brought one here yesterday.
Yes, we do have one here at the studio. Please bring, is it wrapped or unwrapped?
We want them unwrapped because they have to be gender specific.
Oh,
if we get a wrapped dump truck, we don't want to give it to an 8-year-old girl. you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. So let's talk a little bit about that. Toys for Tots, I know for the Marine Corps Ball, there's we want to ask the attendees.
We ask that everybody that attends our Marine Corps Ball bring a unwrapped gift for the needy children of Shasta County. We will collect those, and our group will go with all the charitable organizations, Catholic Charities, Head Start, things of that ilk, and make sure we try to get every child who have at least two toys, and our coordinator is a lady named Stacy. I hope I'm saying her last name right, Woodenhorfers. But anyway, our collection station is, my phone number is on all the boxes that I put out, and I'm just one of many little grunts that take these out. But we do want everybody that comes to our ball to bring an unwrapped gift for a child, and we will make sure that a needy child gets it.
Thank you so much, Gunny. We really appreciate that. So the other name that we wanted to put out there earlier today is the family coordinator over at the Armory, local Armory here. Don't know first name, but last name is Pochop, P-O-C-H-O-P. And we'll go ahead and try to get numbers for you. And that was to get a list to try and put your own care packages together for our military that is deployed. It might be Anita. We're not quite sure yet. So we'll go ahead and get that information out to you. Again, please bring an unwrapped gift to the 237th Marine Corps Ball over at the Wind River Casino on November 10th, 2012. And again, the number to – we only have, like, I think it's about 30 tickets left. So, you know, this is something where if you are thinking about this, you want to do it now. There isn't going to be a lot of sort of calling, tickets at the door, anything like that. We, you know, just want to make sure that there's enough food and that kind of thing. So it's Mike Gutierrez, and it's 530-365-1194 for tickets to the Marine Corps Ball.
And he doesn't want to turn people away at the date.
Oh,
so
of course not. We do not want to turn people away, but get your tickets now.
We may have to.
Cocktails at 5.
Okay, so you know, our guest caller is calling back in about 5 minutes, so we have a few minutes to talk a little bit more about. I want to transition into what Dr. Patrick Porter is going to be talking about, and that is post-traumatic stress disorder. And he's going to be sharing with us what he's done in his office with regard to that. And so, you know, we were talking about the brain, Father Wes, and your program for anticipatory grief work. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, the research I did during the during the Vietnam conflict was based upon the fact that many military personnel came back for R&R, and now we see that replicated in the home leave that makes 7 to 10 days available at home for many of our troops coming from the conflict zone. And people ask you, as they asked me when I came back for the first time, what did you do in the war, Daddy? You know, and you have a decision to make, because what we do on a daily basis in conflict is pretty personal. And oftentimes, if you reveal what your day-to-day activities are, and it gives you some relief, but it does not give those who hear it relief. And oftentimes the unconscious mind hears this and takes control, because you don't think they're coming home alive. So if the decision is made to tell, then that has to be faced. In order to break that kind of racket where people do their grief work ahead of time, as with many of the POWs, they came back to people who had accepted their death. And having done the grief work, it's irreversible. So many came back to empty homes because the people could not face them as being alive. In the common situation which we're faced with right now, if you bring that out of the unconscious mind, it can be controlled by the conscious mind with a simple question. If somebody is turning somewhat depressed after their loved one has returned to duty, a simple question like, suppose he's not coming back alive? And the answer usually is, and it's from the conscious mind, the answer is usually, oh, I never thought of that. But your mind has been thinking about it. And if you bring it into the consciousness with a question like that, you're able to bring it into control. So I advise people to ask that question if they see a change in demeanor of those those who have received a visitor from the contractor's home. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's not coming back alive? Well, I never thought about that. But you've brought it down where it can be controlled.
And so we want to ask the question to them.
If you see a need for it.
If you see a need for it, well, have you ever thought about them coming home alive?
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever thought about them not coming home?
Not coming home. Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to also highlight your book, When Johnny/Joni Comes Marching Home. And this book is really important. We need to go ahead and spread the word about this. Reuniting Military Families Following Deployment. Come on back. We've got Dr. Patrick Porter, and stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-630-8707. 1-888-630-8707. That's 1-888-630-8707. 1-888-630-8707.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is a great show, guys. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. We have Dr. Patrick Porter on the line, and this is, wow, Dr. Patrick Porter is doing so much for our veterans and helping them transition back into civilian life, and I can't wait to hear from him. Is he on the line, Rachel? Dr. Patrick Porter, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, you know, my dad actually referred me to you and said that you had been doing a lot of amazing work, and we want to hear more about how in your office you have designed some techniques to actually eliminate the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. How's that going, Doc?
Yeah, well, it's going very well. I mean, people, it's something that happens naturally when a soldier or anyone who has faced adversity has overcome it, there's certain things that the brain does. So in our science, the science of neurolinguistic programming, we study that, how that happened, and then we replicate it. So we can teach people how to quicken the way the brain processes memories so that they're not stuck in the foreground of their brain or thinking, so that when they, like, there's triggers that happen. People have probably seen movies where they have a trigger and then the person goes back and remembers a traumatic event. Well, you can desensitize those triggers through the proper conditioning, through brainwave entrainment and teaching the brain to have a more balanced brainwave. So that's what we work with.
And that is what you're calling the self-mastery technology, sir, in your office?
Yes, we actually have a series of 7 different sessions that someone would come into for PTSD, and they would actually experience the technology. First of all, I would teach them to disassociate from it so they could see it with a new perspective through new eyes, and put it into the proper perspective in consciousness, which means instead of it being a part of their present time track, they're able to put it behind them And it's easier said here on the radio than actually someone experiencing it, but they can work through those processes. It's almost like grieving. You have to go through the certain levels of grieving to get rid of those memories.
Sure.
The same thing is true with PTSD. You've got to go through a process to get the brain to store it, categorize it, and organize it so you don't forget the experience, because it's something that happened. It's real. You can't deny it. But you can put it into a perspective where you can compartmentalize it, organize it, so you can still have a very beautiful life and have a more fulfilling relationship with your family, friends, and coworkers.
And being a doctor of the nervous system and the brain here, this is what I love. Speaking of, Dr. Father West has a question for you, Dr. Patrick Porter.
How do you disassociate the memories?
Well, there's several different ways to do it, but to tell you here on the show, all memories are stored through our sensory system, which means visually, auditorily, kinesthetically, olfactory, and gustatorily. So we can teach them to, for instance, if someone sees something in black and white, it's less intense than in color. If somebody takes the sound and silences it, so if you're watching a silent movie, it's not as scary as a movie with sound and dramatic music. If someone's in the experience, meaning they're fully associated, that's far worse than somebody who can distance it, put it behind them. So there's a series of different techniques that we teach the person to take the memory and put it into proper perspective. For instance, if I ask you to think of a positive memory, I would want you to step into it. Breathe it into being. Imagine being there now. One of your favorite memories, make it colorful. Imagine a Hollywood producer has put music in the background. You can actually begin to feel as if you're there. The same thing happens with negative memories, but we don't want it to happen that way. So we would tell you to put that around behind you in a picture frame, perhaps in black and white. Now, this is not in no way going to satisfy somebody, but put it behind you in black and white. Imagine the picture frame seals the deal so that it's behind you. You know that it happened in the past, and any sounds about it, you could slow down or even stop. If you practice that over time through visualization in the proper brainwave state, which is what the technology, self-mastery technology through light and sound, through neurofeedback, teaching your brain to get back into alpha and theta, your brain would actually store that memory as a past event that has no current value in the present, which means you no longer have the sensory-based experience of fear, frustration, anxiety, all the negative emotions that are associated with post-traumatic stress. Once you do that over time, you've conditioned the brain and body to put the past where it belongs, behind them, not denying it, but saying, it no longer can interfere with my present. I can have the experiences of joy and happiness and satisfaction, even though this negative thing has happened to me. And I'm really oversimplifying it here because it takes some more therapy than
sure.
this, but that's kind of the basics.
Some talk therapy, some behavioral therapy along with that. And speaking
yes.
of imagining some of those positive thoughts and memories, I can only imagine that those would elicit some really great chemicals throughout the body, like endorphins and in helping
right.
to retrain the brain.
Exactly, Doug. What happens, just for everybody out there listening, when you think of biting into a lemon, if you could all just imagine biting into a lemon, what happens when you do that? When you imagine biting into a lemon, you
a cringy
salivate.
Type, or salivating, yeah. You make
yes.
the face.
Right? Right. So your brain doesn't know the difference between real or imagined. So these events that happen to somebody that are terrible, that have happened to them for sure, but when they bring them up again, they call that revivification, which means to revive them in the mind. We don't want them to revive in the mind. I mean, they serve no purpose. Once their value is done, I mean, in the trauma of that experience, they've been imprinted. So we need to teach them how to re-imprint so that the past can be stored like every other memory in the past, something that happened to them, and it's a learning experience, and they have to move on from that in a way that adds value to their life, that adds to their self-esteem and their self-confidence.
Okay, I think we have 1 minute left. We may start on...
No.
Okay. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the Zen frames, Dr. Patrick. I know
okay.
that is a tool that you use in your office. As well as maybe you have a really great story, you know, that we can hear about, you know, someone that has just, you know, started off very poorly. They really needed you, and they've actually just, this is a Positively Healthy Show, so we like to, you know, really talk about the positive experiences and how people have turned their life around and, you know, have been able to be more high-functioning, whether it be with their family, in their business, at their job, and, you know, just with, you know, extended people around them. We want to highlight that. I know it's out there. We're talking about my dad, for instance. He's, you know, a double master's degree. He's working on his doctorate. You know, that is amazing. And, you know, Captain Dave Carey. So come on back. We'll talk more about that. This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta, home of Free Fire Media.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center Saturday, December 29th for our annual New Year's Gala fundraising benefit to be held at the Reading Veterans Memorial Building for a fun night of good food, live music, and dancing. Proceeds from this event benefit the museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Programs. Tickets are just $35 each and can be purchased at the following locations: GMS Man Jewelers, Classic Cafe, Jones Fort, or North Valley Bank. Call the museum at 378-2280 or visit us online at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
And I'm Judy Maxwell. We invite you to join us on Sundays right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
We leave the politics to other shows.
We just love to inform, educate, and just have a good time.
We have a variety of guests and invite you to join us. Don't let the Sunday blahs get you down. Have fun with us.
Absolutely. Tune us in and take us with you. We'd love to have you along for the ride.
Remember, Don and Judy, 10 a.m. to noon every Sunday right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show, and we have Dr. Patrick Porter on the line, a national best-selling author, professor, an amazing warrior helping veterans out there in the you know, trying to transition back into civilian life. And, Doc, I wanted to talk a little bit about Zen Frames. We've only got a few minutes left in the show, but that is a really powerful technique you've been using. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. And I was thinking about, I'll tell a quick story along with it, because
perfect.
I was thinking for the vets, I think I had a vet come into me, and unfortunately he had lost his legs, and he had been in severe pain in his feet, which he didn't have feet anymore. So that's called phantom pain. And what happens is pain only happens in the brain. So with the Zen Frame technology, we're able to take him to the level of the mind where alpha and theta, because we're taking him through the different brainwave states, to what we call a delta imprint, which means he was imprinted at that level of the mind for that pain. He jumped out of a helicopter, and he jumped onto a landmine, and he lost his legs, and he couldn't go up to the second floor of any building. If he did, his legs, whether he went up in a elevator or however he got to that height, his legs would hurt so bad he would just break down, and it's because it was anchored in. So through the technology of light and sound, we were able to take him to that experience again, desensitize that event, and his phantom pain went away literally in one session. And now, it doesn't always happen in one session, but the reason that happened was his brain was able to use light and sound technology to get him into the brainwave state where the problem happened. Einstein said, in order to solve a problem, you have to go to a solution state. You can't solve the problem in the same level it was created. So we go to the solution state and then return to the problem with the solution in mind. And that's really the quick and dirty way of explaining how Zen Frame technology works. It takes you out of your conscious everyday reality so you can use your powerful mind to visualize and realize the goals you want for your life.
thank you so much, Dr. Patrick Porter, for bringing this to the forefront today. And how can someone, I believe you're down in the Bay Area, get a hold of you if they need help? You know, I just want to put it out there on Facebook today and out on the show here.
Well, I think one of the easiest ways would be, for the area there, they could go to your father's experience, but also go to self-masterytechnology.com. And there's a place in there. If you have a question for me, there's a place where you can post a question and I can answer that. And if you want me to, you can use that. You can also call our office at 925-461-3300. And either I'll get back with you or one of the staff can answer any questions you have about the technology. We have offices in 400 locations around the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody wants to experience it, I can arrange them a time to come in and experience it for free.
That's wonderful. We, you know, today's show is honoring veterans, Marines, military all over the world, but I also want to honor people like you, Doc, who are out there in the trenches helping people transition back, as well as Father Wes and Bill Filan here. And thank you so much. I hope to have you back on the show, Doc.
That'd be fine. And any soldier that wants the PTSD series, just go to the site and let me know, and I'll send you a copy of it.
Okay. And I will, for anyone out there that didn't catch that, I will put that on Facebook today. And, hey, Doc, if you want to stay on the show right now and hang with us, we've got a few more things that we wanted to mention. Let's see. So Dr. Father Wes's book, When Johnny/Joni Comes Marching Home, and the subtitle to that is Reuniting Military Families Following Deployment. And the way that you can get that is at hillwoodpublishing.net or through your local booksellers. Another way that you can get to that is calling this number at 530-244-2675. And I really encourage people that may not be exposed to military, may not be exposed to the ways of being deployed and all that comes with it, to go ahead and read your books like that. Especially you health caregivers out there, other chiropractors, other people that are going to, you know, be exposed to people coming back, and you're going to be trying to help them. And I think it's really important that you understand what's been going on in their life. We've got 3 minutes to go. I really, really want to just highlight you guys in the studio today. Bill Filan, do you have anything else that you want to say? It's going to be a joke. I can just see your face. It's U.S. Marine here.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that all these war stories kind of get me scared, because when I got out of the Marine Corps, I told them I wouldn't even join a church, because with my luck, they'd probably start the Crusades again. So,
well, that would be a biggie.
I think they haven't they started Crusades again? The Marines are back in the shores of Tripoli, so God bless them.
And
happy birthday, Marines. You are all members of the Brotherhood of the World's Greatest Fraternity, Semper Fi Delis, and God bless.
Hoorah. Okay, sir, Father West.
And in May of next year in Sacramento, I'll be giving a 4-hour seminar for the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. And the subject is, After the Parade, Reuniting Military Families. And it's available through the association camps, and it's for therapists and professionals who are dealing with returning veterans. We'll be emptying out the military in many ways when the war is over, and people are going to have help making that transition, and those who will be helping them have perhaps not had the military experience. So this is an opportunity for us to indoctrinate the wizard. Okay.
Oh, thank you. And Dr. Patrick Porter, any last words of wisdom from you, sir?
Well, I think that the listeners should just take this advice and know that a little bit of research, you know, follow what these two gentlemen have told you, and go out there and learn what you can do to help those soldiers, because they've been through some things that, thank God, we haven't had to see being here, being protected. So, you know, get a little education and know that relaxation is just as important as being out there being busy. That's my advice.
Thank you so much. And for those of you that are wanting to go to the Marine Corps Ball, please call Dr. Mike Gutierrez at 530-365-1194. Again, it's November 10th this year, 2012, at Wind River Casino. And guest speaker, amazing Captain Dave Carey, POW, amazing motivational speaker, $35 a ticket. Awesome, awesome entertainment with Straight Ahead Band and Linda Bott, our lovely Linda Bott. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, all you gentlemen, and on the phone, Dr. Patrick Porter. I really appreciate it. 3, 2, 1. This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Redding, home of Free Fire Media. Thank you, folks.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It's a day of meetings, but not necessarily of any action. Senate leaders negotiating to find some common ground to prevent big tax increases and deep budget cuts that neither Democrats nor Republicans want next week.
Among the issues to be hammered out, the threshold for extending the Bush tax cuts. President Obama campaigned on setting it at $250,000. It sounds like $400,000 may be where negotiations are heading. A leading Republican senator tells me permanence is key. Giving certainty on tax rates. That GOP senator says fixing the death tax and a permanent solution for the alternative minimum tax, which threatens 28 million Americans every year, would also help win Republican support.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington. A woman suspected of pushing a man to his death two nights ago in front of a New York City subway train is now in custody.
The witness says that there was no contact between the two of them while she observed both of them.
Police Commissioner Ray.